Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, I can honestly say that I have found it to be extremely difficult to find anyone not feeling somewhat weary and/or burdened in recent days. There are just so many reasons to be feeling either or both, but I have had an advantage in keeping my perspective over the months of this pandemic. I had the blessing on many, many different days during that stretch of time to be able to walk into this beautiful building with so many of its reminders of God's promises of grace, the visual reminders of God's eternal promises to his people. And I was privileged to be present at every single worship service on every weekend throughout the last 4 months. But when it seemed particularly odd and maybe even a little disheartening to see all of these seats empty during those services, all I had to do was lift my sights a little bit to be encouraged and to find perspective. It's kind of tough to look at the moment. That St. Matthew window. Right there on that gorgeous St. Matthew window, I had a continuous, ready reminder of Jesus' profound, powerful words, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." If you have contemplated these windows and wondered a bit as to how the choices were made regarding which focusing passages from each of the Gospels would represent those Gospels, some seem a little more obvious than others. For instance, the St. Mark window, the children's window with a lion that is certain to be not quite as frightening as meeting an actual lion face to face. And you've got the St. Luke window that speaks to us words that are not just there, but also on one of the triptych panels during the Christmas season, reminding us of the words of Simeon, that are words we also sing in a number of our liturgies regarding seeing, touching, participating in our salvation. And then the St. John window that includes words from the Christmas morning, the Christmas festival gospel itself, reminding us how the eternal God, the Word that was God and with God from the beginning, before the world was even created, could become human flesh and live among us. Reminds us how important it is to see the eternal Trinity and his desire to be a part of our lives, to be one with us. And then you turn back again to that St. Matthew window. In many ways, it could be considered the catch-all window, the children's window, the witness window, the focusing central truth of Scripture window, and the catch-all window that you could almost say is also the special ministries window. The window that speaks to anyone and everyone who's broken in any way, the guilty, the outcast, the burdened sinner, for whatever reason that weariness weighs them down, that here in the Word you will find rest from those burdens in Jesus Christ, your Savior, in his powerful Word. But I must admit that as I read those words, as difficult as it is at the moment, I got to quit looking up there. That sun is just amazing at the moment. But every time I read those words of Matthew's gospel, whether it's there or in a worship folder, see them in stained glass or in print, I also, almost every single time, think on the sacrament of the Lord's Supper as well. It has a lot to do with the way that I have taught the sacrament in hundreds and hundreds of AIC classes for 30 years. Toward the end of the lesson on the Lord's Supper in each of the curricula that I've used in that time, both of the authors arrive at the issues of why we receive it and how we receive it often, and immediately point straight at this verse to begin that conversation. Why? Because there is nothing more personal, nothing more medicinal to the soul, nothing more connecting to Christ when overwhelmed, when wearied, when burdened, than your Savior Jesus looking you in the eye and saying, "Take, eat, take, drink, my body, my blood, offered for you for the forgiveness of every last sin you have ever committed." I know that confession, absolution, and the sacrament might not be on the mind of every Christian when reading this gospel invitation of Jesus in Matthew. But I can't imagine there are too many experienced confessional Christian pastors for whom it is not one of the very first things that come to mind when these words of Jesus echo in their ears. And that is why I find it so incredibly exceptional, so profound, that as we gather for the first time to receive the sacrament after so very long a time, months of it not being prudent or possible for us to receive it, that this just happens to be the gospel lesson for this Sunday? How have you fared in your journey as a forgiven Christian without the usual frequent reception of the sacrament? Has it been more difficult at times to understand yourself completely forgiven of every sin? Has your concern level been raised at all as to whether you are entirely fortified against temptation without the sacrament playing its unique role in your faith life? Did it feel at times in recent months that your pile of sins just kept growing and growing without being as completely wiped away as it would be? As it is in these personal and transactional sacramental encounters with Jesus. As a pastor during this COVID-19 dilemma, it has certainly been a very real concern, very much on my mind, that you and I were not regularly receiving the sacrament. Yes, we were hearing the gospel. And yes, we were together confessing our sins and being assured of our forgiveness and the absolution from how many different places as we gathered together in remote worship. But no, it wasn't the same. It just hasn't been the same. It simply couldn't have been. We were not able to avail ourselves of every means of grace that Jesus has bestowed on us to keep our faith and fortitude in Him and through Him at the highest levels. And while we were able to engage in fellowship with Him in His Word, both in virtual worship and in personal devotion, this very, very extremely personal interaction with Jesus was not available to us. And that itself was a burden. That was a burden like many of us lifelong confessional Christians have never known. And I'm sure that none of us would prefer to ever know it again. That's because we know that we do not need to carry the burden of our sins. We know that we do not need to carry any of life's burdens completely on our own. That's because we have heard and found profound relief in Jesus saying, "Come to me, you weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." A different kind of rest, a complete rest, an eternal rest. We know all too well what it means to lay our burdens, our weariness at Jesus' feet. over and over and over again, week by week, day by day, throughout our lives, and how receiving our Savior's body and blood truly present in this bread and wine plays so special a role in taking our burdens and weariness away. Unfortunately, we know that so well because we know that every minute of every day in this sinful world, living our sinful lives, so many moments of potential weariness and burden are attaching themselves to us like barnacles to a boat. But so much of that is of our own making. We know all too well how this stretch of pandemic and added social unrest has tested our patience to the point of sin. We've said things we shouldn't have said. We've done things we shouldn't have done. We've thought things that we should not have thought. And we know we shouldn't have. And we even know that we've done many of these things just because of the times in which we live. And we know we can't use that as an excuse, because of what swirls around us. And that only adds to the burden of the moment and the need for the sacrament, for the spiritual sustenance and reinforcement, and for so long, it just wasn't there. But now, it is. Right now, Jesus stands before you, again, in a moment unlike maybe any moment you've experienced in your life since you first ate and drank the body and blood for your forgiveness. Right now, Jesus says to you, you burdened, weary sinner, you burdened soul with all your broken edges exposed in a different way today than maybe any other day of your earthly existence, come to me. Come to me to be certain that your every last sin has been forgiven. Come to me to be healed. Come to me to be made more certain than ever before of your place in my eternal heart and my forever plans for you. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever.